Conversations, a segment of CinemaScoop devoted to providing, for our listeners, exclusive one-on-one conversations with interesting personalities and people in the know about the entertainment industry today. Conversations that can be heard on only one 24-hour telephone entertainment system. Paul Mac prevents...
I fucking love it.
As we continue down memory lane, we're going to sing Hingerbell. And we'll run over the lyrics just once for you. Dashing through the snow in that one horse open sleigh, o'er that field we go, laughing all the way, ho ho ho. Bells on bobtails ring, making a spirits rise. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing that sleigh is on tonight. Hingle ball that way. Oh, what fun it is to ride and the one horse open his sleigh. Okay. Hit it.
Well, hello, and welcome to CinemaScoop for the week of December 15th through the 20th of 1986. This is Paul Mack, and I'll be your host this week as usual, and that's about all I have to say. No, actually, I have something I want to say. Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, all I get to do is come on the show and introduce it and pop in the middle of the show and say something, and then I get to come on the end of the show and say, well, good night and thanks for calling. We'll see you next week. Well, that's not enough for me. I'd like to do more. I mean, I've been told that I'm getting boring and I'm not bitching anymore. Well, let me tell you something. I'm Paul Mack, damn it. I'm going to be great. Now, this is Paul Mack Presents We Got Stuff For You. I mean, hey, I can't be funny anymore, so that's why we've got Susan Cinema. Suze, you're going to be on next. Don't worry. We've got Susan with another fine, fun-filled review for you, and I don't care if I actually have to be funny this week, I'm going to make sure all you guys and gals have a fun time. So regardless, you know, let's have great stuff going down. So this is Paul Mack Presents. I'm presenting the show, and I can do anything that I want to do. So let me tell you that. Okay, anyway, thank you, Nino, for, you know, getting me in the mood to be funny again. No, I'm not even funny because when I look in the mirror, hey, it's not even there, okay? It's broke from the last time. We're getting out of here with more stuff. We'll be right back after this commercial message. Thanks for calling.
Munchies.
When you're on the set, it seems like that director's never going to break for lunch. But when he does, where do you go from there? Well, the answer is plain and inexpensive. Movie Munchies. Why drive around for miles and miles in search of that perfect slop when Max Snacks Limited can cater the munchies right to the set? Why, we range in everything from pate a la mode to barbecued gopher tails. Plus, every day catch our manager's special. This month, it's beer, pretzels, and a large cherry milk. Now, doesn't that sound banishing? And it only gets worse from there. Why go for that ordinary takeout when we can take the movie munchies to you? Always remember, movie munchies. And when in doubt, toss it out.
Movie.
This product, void where prohibited by botulism.
on. Hey. Well, good evening to you, all you cinema pooper scooper tears. I'm Susan Cinema, and I'm back with another fun-filled evening for all of you. I thought I would spare you the perils of listening to David scoop for another evening. So, just stay tuned and sit tight, and we're going to be right back after this short word.
Them that die will be the lucky ones.
And that was a word from your local association of hemlock drinkers. Well, before we begin tonight, I'd just like to comment on Dave Scoop's hour. What would you call it? The Dave Scoop hour. Get the poop scoop from Dave. Yeah. No, hey, Dave, buddy. You know I'm kidding. But seriously, where are these hottest new stars that you're always talking about, huh? Seems to me you're just interviewing a lot of floozies and flunkies. And, you know, it's really coincidental because it seems like all of these people have no distinction whatsoever other than having been in Palmax movies. And I wouldn't call that a distinction at all, now, would you? Tonight I saw a really fine film. If any of you have seen it, I'm sure you'll agree with me. And if you haven't, run thyself down to a theater and see it very soon. The film is Stand By Me, and it stands as one of this year's finest films, in my opinion. In the tradition of The Sure Thing and Spinal Tap, Rob Reiner is presenting us with another film that exemplifies his great talent as a director. Stand By Me is a delicate depiction of coming of age in a slow-moving Oregon town in the late 50s. It's the week before Labor Day, and four friends, Teddy, Chris, Gordy, and Verna, are about to enter junior high. The movie's being narrated by the character of Gordy after he grows up, and I found this device just a little bit intrusive. I didn't really feel it was necessary. Although the grown-up Gordy was played by Richard Dreyfuss, I just have to say, hey, Dick, I'm sorry. You know, it just didn't work. Go back to your wheelchair, buddy, or your piano. And the fact that it was somewhat sentimental and bordering, just barely verging on sappy, I found the film most engaging, most entertaining. Very, very sensitive, although I think sensitive is becoming kind of worn out. I think I said that too many times about William Hurt last review I did I not? But hey, now if most of you guys don't go in for sensitive, this is something you'll really go in for. And I have to admit, I liked it too. You know, I thought this was really great. And I don't know, maybe this is the side of me that, you know, that allows me to be friends with Paul Mack. But what I'm talking about, for those of you who have already seen the film, and I know you know what I'm going to be saying, this is the barf scene. And this is the most spectacular barf scene that's ever been done on film. And I understand that barf scenes are enjoying a new kind of popularity right now with the public. In fact, I was just talking to some people about barf scenes, and I think perhaps it started back with Monty Python. Paul, do you remember that piece?
No.
No, okay. Where the fat man is gorging himself silly, and he vomits all his food, and the waiter comes up to him and says,
"Pardonnez, monsieur, a wafer thin mint."
"Yeah. Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one. Fuck off, I'm full."
And then he explodes.
"Oh, shit! Look out! He's gonna explode!"
We do have to acknowledge and give credit to Monty Python for creating this new success of barf scenes. But this is wonderful, and if all of you pooper scoopers out there are not interested in coming of age films, then by all means go for this. I mean, Purple Puke, come on, you guys, you'll love it, you'll eat it up, I'm telling you. And speaking of puke, how does it feel to be married, Christy? No, but seriously, folks. Yeah, speaking of puke, Paul Mack's new movie will be coming out, and that's going to be on a Friday the 13th. How very fitting for this macabre kind of guy. That's March 13th of this upcoming year. Well, that about winds it up for us tonight. Remember, go see Stand By Me, and be sure and drink vast amounts of castor oil and eat raw eggs before you go and see it. Well, this has been an exciting evening for us here on the Cinema Scoop. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, and I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
I love it.
And then you're home and away.
On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember, when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Intruder unidentified. Believe luminescent cloud to be enormous power field. Imperial Klingon cruiser Amar continuing to attack.
We've plotted a course on that cloud, Commander. It will pass into Federation space fairly close to us.
Heading?
Sir, it's on a precise heading for Earth.
That's within Klingon boundaries.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Granted, sir. Welcome aboard, Admiral.
Captain, Starfleet just signaled your transfer of command order, sir.
Captain.
Miss Christian, I've sailed the Bounty over 27,000 miles, and you think you've come to an island paradise. Well, you're wrong. You're here to labor. The ship's company will remember that I am your captain, your judge, and your jury.
Jim, you're pushing.
Perhaps you are unaware that the Articles of War invest in me the authority to order punishment. During the recent heavy weather, I've had the opportunity to watch all of you at work, on deck and aloft. You don't know wood from canvas, and it seems that you don't want to learn. Youth are a disgrace to salt water.
Kirk may be a swaggering, overbearing, tin-plated dictator with delusions of godhood.
You mutinous dog. You're a mutinous dog. 10 days in half rations.
This is how I define unwarranted.
This is Kevin Rosita, and I have a little review about Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. First off, I want to say that I really love this movie, and it's probably the best of the four, but I have a few criticisms about it. First off, I think that their casual reference to profanity was kind of wrong. I thought the jokes using the cussing worked, but I found it hard to accept the swearing Spock. And I know those were some of the funniest moments of the movie, but it just didn't seem in character for him. I also thought it was kind of hard to take Spock jumping into the whale tank. I felt as though they were mocking Star Trek a little when he did that, but I still enjoyed the movie a lot, and I plan to see it several more times. And I recommend this to fans and non-fans alike. And that's about it. I don't have a Christmas comment or anything, but Paul, you're doing a great job, and I'll keep calling. See you later.
Paul Mack and other people at Paul Mack Cinema Scoop. This is Bo Zipkin. How y'all doing out there? That's cute, your 16 candles thing, huh? But I'm not sure if 16 candles too is even going to be possible. Probably not. I'm sure all the other kids in that program are sick to their head after being in that film or whatever. Merry Christmas, right? Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you don't know by now, radio station KPWR picked up Jay Thomas, and he has these things where different callers call in with different voices and sing Jingle Bells. There's people singing the Pee Wee Herman singing Jingle Bells, and what the hell is his face? Roger Moore, and all different kind of stuff. I'm just going to sing Jingle Bells in my regular voice. Won't that be great? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Oh, boy. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, Bo, but I'm afraid my machine just couldn't handle that. You see, my answering device is voice-activated, and I don't know what you call that thing, but whatever it was you were using, it sure wasn't a voice.
I guess not.
Well, hello, M-A-C-K. This is R-E-C, and I just want to wish everybody over there, you, Christy, and Dave, and the rest of the gang over there at the Scoop, a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, peace and goodwill towards others.
Oh my God, well, like, all I wanted to say is, like, have a really Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye!
Paul Mack, this is Susan Cinema speaking. I was at your place from 4:15 to 5:25, on and off, and you were never there. So I said, hey, Paul Mack, you can sit on it. And I left. And I had a movie to review and everything. And now I have a Christmas comment for you. And this is it. Are you ready?
You filthy scumbag.
What the heck's she talking about? I don't get this, folks. I mean, Susan, just calm down. I mean, we had your thing on already. I mean, we did Susan Cinema's reviews. I mean, what are you talking about? We already did this thing. I mean, fight fire with fire, I always say. Take that!
You filthy scumbags.
That.
You filthy scumbags.
How do you like that? Anyway, seriously, Susan, I don't know. Are you on something or what? I can never understand that gal. I start being serious and we've got this obnoxious female taking over. Well, I will admit one thing. I am and always have been a geek.
Imagine!
Hey, this is Eddie Maiden from Bountiful, Utah, Wamash. You know, the Wasatch Medicine Show. And, we got this number from, I don't know, somebody called Wamash a little while back and left this number for us to call, and we put a whole $1.80 in this goddamn telephone machine to leave a message. And here's the gold kneecap. Oh, Merry Christmas. Well, you must call the other number. It's 484-8600 for up. Hello? Was that a whole minute? Jesus. I got it.
A word of warning to the wise. The California minute is very, very quick. People live life in the fast lane out here, so when calling a Southern California comment line, make sure you have plenty of pocket change.
Now stop that. He may be a good customer of General Electric.
And now, that popular group, Fried Food and the Heartburn.
Yummy,
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 yummy.
My partner should have my tummy.
Mac.
Memories.
Mac.
Memories.
Mac.
Memories.
Mac.
Memories.
Memories.
Well, the phone is ringing now. So with any luck, in just a few seconds, we'll be talking to Santa Claus himself. Hello? Hello, is Santa Claus there?
No, he's out, sorry.
Oh, will he be long? Where is he?
He's getting the four-wheel lubed and oiled.
Four-wheel? This is Santa Claus we're talking about, isn't it? Don't you mean his sleigh?
Sleigh, right, sorry, he's getting the sleigh lubed and oiled.
Do you really mean Santa uses a four-wheel Jeep?
Well, bud, things change.
What do you mean?
Well, for one thing, did you ever see it snow in L.A.?
But you don't really mean he uses a Jeep.
Well, not all the time. He prefers the Porsche. But then, really, did you ever try to fit 30 million toys and three elves in a Porsche?
Well...
But then try to get it in and out of swamp country.
Hey,
I dare you.
Who is this, anyway?
What, you writing a book?
No. This is a Christmas show, and we wanted to talk to Santa Claus.
Well, bucko, you got Elvin Elf, Santa's chief consultant and workshop foreman, not Mr. Claus.
For one of St. Nick's helpers, you sure aren't very jolly.
I don't have to be, pal. The bearded weird has the ho-ho concession. I'm just workshop foreman. Now, if you don't mind, I really got things to do.
Oh, toys to make, boxes to wrap, sacks to fill.
No, I got one heck of a party to organize.
Party?
Yeah, that old reindeer junkie doesn't leave the North Pole but once a year. You got any idea what it's like to live with Mr. You Better Watch Out? We gotta be good, for goodness sake. He really does know, you know. So one night a year, we get to party hardy.
What an enthusiastic, if eccentric, performance. Well, I wouldn't want to interrupt such an important job, so we'll just end our interview with Elvin Elf.
Look, I gotta go. Blitzen is eating the blasted mistletoe again. Hey, you
toehead. Thank you, Elvin. Thanks. We'll try to call.
This is Paul Mack wishing the listeners a happy holiday from CinemaScoop, your 24-hour film fun line.
Hi, this is Michael Tarzana. I'm calling to remind everyone that this is the Christmas season. Be sure to get out and see the original black and white version of It's a Wonderful Life, well, because it's a wonderful movie. And I would like to thank Ted Turner for colorizing all of our comments this week. But seriously, happy holidays, everyone. This has been Michael Tarzana.
I was wondering if the sentence 50, I want to be a line host. If it is, my name is Barn. B-A-R-N. Thank you.
Talking on the tape. I've got my mic on. I've got my voice. Trusty. I've got my drop-ins. On the line, they go all the time. I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine!
I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine!
I wanna be a line host.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Talking on the tape with him, following his lead. His name is Mac. Can you believe
he has no other name?
Imagine,
captain of the movies, leader of the line. Makes me feel quite funny, and we both do sometimes.
And it's so funny. I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I wanna be a line host. Sounding like a winner.
Gabble blotches.
Or dragging my side. Take another drop in. Walking out in public. Yeah. I come across the dope. How funny he knows who I am.
Hiya. You're Paul Mack. I call you Lion.
Fine. I want to be a lion host. And you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I want to be a line host.
Wonder, wonder, wonder,
wonderful.
Wonder, wonderful.
My name is Mac.
cinema. That screen this weekend, Laws of Club, I was able to see two nights, Friday and Saturday night. I thought the Len Lyle experimental work was brilliant. But the Saturday show of the short American-Canadian work was lacking the majority of it. What a brilliant review, huh? I think I'll call later and get more into it. Good day.
Well, hello. Captain Rosita here. I just have something to say about our favorite company here, Lucasfilm. Good old George, you know, he's working on the third Indiana Jones script, and as I speak, and the only thing to ask is why? Many reports have said that there have been at least two rewrites on this new movie, and one script was totally rejected, and I think they should just stop these movies at two. I don't want that Saturday matinee formula to be worked over until we're sick of it. I don't know. Some people may like this up-and-coming movie, but I'm going to be skeptical about it. As for Lucasfilm, though, after this Howard the Duck fiasco, I think the only way for George to retain his popularity and his success is to begin work on the next Star Wars movie. There's no doubt about that on that note. Okay, now, I don't know if anyone beat me to it, but the cinema sentence is, we are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of the dreams, okay? You're doing a great job, Paul, and I'll keep calling.
So, Brian, you must have something in mind.
Sure.
Well, why don't you give us your cinema sentence for this week?
We are the music makers.
There you go.
And we are the dreamers of the dreams.
Okay, can you repeat that once again?
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of the dreams.
Very good, and what movie is that from?
Hey, my all-time fave, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I knew it.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
No. I thought it was from there. Kevin Rosita was the very first caller to correctly identify our cinema sentence word for unbearable word. And, Kevin, you've just won yourself a theater ticket good for a man theater out here in Southern California. A $6 value. Wow, aren't you glad? aren't you glad you call? Anyway, once again, congratulations. And to receive this theater ticket, when we're taking input, again, on this Thursday, part of the day, or on Sunday, leave us either your telephone number so we can call you back and get your mailing address, or two, just leave us your mailing address where we can send the ticket to you, and we'll forward it to you just as soon as we can. So congratulations, and hope to hear from you soon. Anyway, that's going to do it this week on Cinema Scoop. I'd like to thank you all for calling. Remind you all to tell your friends about this number, 989-7500, your 24-hour film fun line. And, well, let's see, things coming up next week. We've got a Christmas special for you. I'm going to Michael J. Fox's party. I'm going to let you know what that was like. And I'm going to let you know what the new Disneyland attraction, Space Tours, is all about. A George Lucas adventure. Anyway, this is Paul Mack, this week on Cinema Scoop, thanking you for calling. And we'll catch you next week right here.
Nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Dedicated to Mr. Brian W. Feedback, the Willy Wonka nut himself. Anyway, hey, this tape's going to repeat momentarily, so stay with us. We've got more stuff coming up right after this pause.